Hello, Carmel. This is Ty with WHAE. I am sitting here with student athlete Jalen Walker. Thanks for coming, Jalen. How are you doing?
No problem. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for asking, and let's just jump right into this. So, Jalen, what are some things that you are involved in throughout Carmel?
I'm on the track team as well as play football, and I'm also in the band here.
All right, and you said you're in the band. Can you explain that, why? Because, you know, you had, you know, your sports, you're very athletic, and then out of nowhere, you're just a band player. Can you talk about that?
Back in the fourth grade where I went to school, they had band tryouts. So I thought it was pretty cool. So I decided to give it a shot, picked up the trumpet, and haven't put it down since.
And to get into sports and, you know, athletics here, you, on October 25th, 2013, you made a workout video for SJ Team. Can you explain, you know, what that was about and why you did it?
Yeah, well, they came to me after a game and asked me if I wanted to participate in their workout video. So I decided to give that a shot, and it was really fun. Got to show people how to do a proper push-up and squat here at Carmel.
And that, you said that was after a football game, correct?
Correct.
So you do football. So can you tell me what your role is for, you know, the football team and what you do?
I play receiver on the team, and I also do punt returns and kick returns as well.
Can you talk about the success you had, or maybe some of the failure you had throughout the season of, you know, playing receiver and a punt returner?
Well, this year I was fortunate enough to break the school record in catches, and for punt return and kick return, I had a pretty good season. We did pretty well overall, special teams and offensively.
So you'd say that this season was pretty different from last year based on terms of success that you've had?
Yeah, we didn't reach our ultimate goal of getting to the state title, but it was still a successful year overall.
For you personally, what adversity did you go through or have to go through to be able to accomplish what you did?
Well, during the middle of the season, I ended up hurting my shoulder, which was difficult. Couldn't really practice as much as I wanted to or go as hard as I wanted to, but couldn't miss any games. I had to play for all my teammates and everything, that they had huge support. So through that, I was able to make it to play in every game this year.
And another new addition to the season was your father, David Walker, previous Colts coach. Can you talk about, you know, what that was like and if it changed anything around the house and how it affected the team?
It was cool to have my dad there and in the house. He could ask me a little, like, what do you think about this play, or what do you think about that play? So it was pretty cool to be able to sit down, talk to him about our offense, and be able to see him every day, work with him on the field. And it just brought a good energy to our program and all the kids that they really enjoyed playing for him. So it was really good.
Did you feel that having your dad as one of the, you know, coaches and offensive coordinator helped you be able to have a stronger season, being that your dad was able to help you in while being there at home or on the field?
I think I was able to definitely understand the offense a lot better just because I was around it a lot more than previous seasons. I think that would attribute to the success of our team as a whole, because if someone knows the offense better, obviously they can help out other kids on the team, other positions, to know where they're supposed to go, what they're supposed to do. So it was really good.
If you are just tuning in, I am sitting here with student athlete Jalen Walker. And, you know, with success comes with people that are going to doubt you. One thing that was pretty apparent to some people, you know, players throughout the season, was that your dad was there and you were a pretty prominent player for the offense. How would you respond to them saying that that was a part of your success and accomplishments?
Well, the success came with the team. It wasn't just me or my dad. And all the people that say that I got the ball a lot more just because my dad's the offensive coordinator, I mean, they really don't have an effect on our team because people on the inside is what really matters, not the people who are talking on the outside because they're not in the locker room with us every day. They're not at practice, at lifting, working hard with us. We put in the work to be successful, whether I'm getting the ball, whether Ethan's getting the ball, Tobias is getting the ball. Right. It doesn't matter who gets the ball. We're gonna be successful as a team just because of how hard we work.
And being a team this year, would you say that helped you guys get further along than what you projected? Or can you talk about that?
I think being closer as a team is what's going to help you be successful in the long run. Those long practices into the colder months of the year get a little difficult, tempers flare, but that team unity being one is what really helped us drive through the rest of the season.
And you experienced success in another form through track. Can you talk about your role being on the track team and some of the adversity you went through the last season?
Well, I ran on the 4x4 and the 4x1 relay teams, as well as running the 300 hurdles. And adversity, I don't think we faced that much adversity as a unit, like during track. We were just together. Practices were tough. I mean, that's just how they are. And we all got through them. We worked well together. All the relays, the handoffs, everything was clean, crisp all year. We just worked together well, being around the people that you want to be around. The kids were great. I just had a lot of fun this year.
Would you say there was any challenges for you personally going through the track season, or did you overall just have a pretty solid season?
I was happy with the season. There was a couple of races I wish I could have given more, maybe not hit a hurdle on one of the races. But overall, we did what we were supposed to do.
And you guys won state and you won in 300-meter hurdles. What was it like to hold the state title and title of being a 300-meter hurdles winner?
It was one of the best feelings ever just to be able to give that trophy to Coach Browner, who's been working so hard with us. Just to see the looks on everybody's faces, like my parents, they were just so proud. So that was a great feeling to have. But just puts a little more stress on next year's team for sure. But we're going to come out and do our best to capture another one.
And the race was a pretty close race, I would say. It was neck and neck, and you came out with the victory. What was going through your head throughout the race that got you to win the actual race? Or would you say it was based on training or what?
Well, coming into the race, I knew I had the premier lane. I knew who my competition really was, and he was right outside of me, so I could keep an eye on him the whole race.
Could you explain what the premier lane is and, you know, which lane that is?
Lane 4 for the 300-meter hurdles, right in the middle of the track, is where you really want to be. That's where the top-seeded runner is. So I was fortunate enough to get that placement.
Right. And so another, you know, new thing other than boys track and field winning state was your dad recently getting a coaching job for the Detroit Lions as a running back coach. Can you talk about how this changes, you know, the dynamic for the family and what your future is here?
Well, yes, my dad got a job with the Lions. He will be going up there. As a family, we decided to keep me and my brother here to finish out school, so I will not be moving, but we will be taking trips up there as much as possible just to stay with them and stay close as a family.
Right, and you've, you know, speaking on trips that you guys have been taking, you've seen many colleges lately. Can you talk about what are some of the colleges and thoughts on that?
Yeah, we've gone to a couple college visits, had a good time. We'll be going down to Miami of Ohio tomorrow, actually. And then Central Michigan in a few weeks. So it's been a lot of fun. slowly but surely, colleges coming in, interest with me and some of my teammates. So it's been a lot of fun.
With you being, you know, successful in the track season and in the football season, where are your thoughts on what you want to play in college, or, you know, your future as an athlete, on where direction you're going to take it?
I'm not quite sure yet. When that time comes, we'll have a discussion with my family to see what's right for us, see what I enjoy more, whether it's running track, playing football. It'll be a family decision.
Right. Well, Jalen, thank you for coming, and thanks, you know, for joining us. Glad to have you. I hope you've had a great day. And is there anything you want to add on or say?
Well, just thank you for having me, and go Hounds.
All right. Well, this has been Ty with WHJE here with Jalen Walker, student athlete. For more stories like this, go to WHJE.com.